But would you say, Leo, that it was a tough life on the road all the time? Like, not an easy life.
Well, it was a way of life.
Yeah.
And I, because of my precarious way of life, found no problem with it, you know.
But you loved the music, you know.
Oh, yeah, I enjoyed the music. I was glad to be able to make a living out of it, you know. But like, we made no fortune. Like, when you think of it, in the early days, getting paid 10 or 12 pounds and giving 30 shillings to each of the members of the band, and a pound or maybe 2 pound according to the distance we travelled to Lalla for petrol expenses.
Yeah.
Like, I'd have maybe an extra pound myself, yeah, maybe £2.50 at the end of a night. But then 7 nights a week, it was good money.
Yeah, but it was tough.
I raised a family of 9.
Yeah.
And out of the whole business, you know.
But then, like, Leo would stay with the band and with the music again. Would it started to change again a bit later, Leo?
Oh, yes. What happened was, all the wee dance halls, that's what I tell the visitors to, all the wee dance halls closed.
Jeez.
And there was no place to play then, only in the big, big commercial halls.
Yeah.
And there was big bands like the Royal Show Band and the Dickie Rock Show Band and this fella and so. You would get support band to the big dance. And as I said, if you played in the Fiesta in Letterkenny 2 or 3 times a year, well, that wouldn't keep the band going. And there was the dance hall St. Mary's in Dunkinhaley and the Parvisian Donegal Town. And I decided what we'd do is we'd take in a wee bit more ground, we'd go down the country then.
Yeah.
But there were something like 700 or 800 bands in Ireland.
It would be hard to compete there.
So, there wasn't enough. So in 1966, I called it a day for the dance band.
Yeah.
During my days with the dance band and all like that, I used to play at private parties and weddings and all kinds of functions that some of them I would use maybe a drummer and one or two instrumentalists, you know, a guitar player. But then when the business, when I called it a day, at that stage I had started doing solo work because I had to work, and the only place I could play was in the hotel lounges. So I remember going to Gartha Hark, and O'Leary, God rest his soul, asked me to go over and play to the visitors. So I went over to the visitors and played, and it was an immediate success.
Yeah.
And they used to go around with the cap and collect money for me. And then O'Leary put a price on it, £5 a night.
Yeah.
And I was
five or six
nights a week.
Yeah.
I was making more money individually that time than I was making with the band.
Yeah.
Even in the heydays.
But the change had come, your lounges had replaced the old dance halls. And
the hotel lounges.
Yeah.
And then the bars, they started building big bars for, and
people started drinking more alcohol.
Then the music came into the bars.
Yeah.
So myself and my wife decided, I had been playing from 1966 to 1968 in Gartha Hark and then in Seaview and other hotels as well on the off nights that I wasn't playing in.
Yeah.